I've noticed the proliferation of thoughts is different in walking meditation versus sitting. Would you recommend walking meditation for an at-home practice for the first meditation in the early morning? Would you mind sharing your experience with the effects of walking meditation? Many thanks. Well, I can only begin to, touch the surface of singing the praises of walking meditation. It tends to be a practice that is a bit overlooked. It's sort of like the poor cousin to sitting meditation. In the forest tradition, it tends to be emphasized quite a lot, and there's a lot of encouragement to cultivate and develop the walking meditation. And there's say Adabhayagiri, when we build a kuti, a meditation hut in the forest, that's part of the construction of the dwelling place is having a good walking meditation path right nearby. So there's that recognition of the efficacy of walking meditation. It tends to, of course, there is a difference in the proliferation of thoughts or the way that thoughts generate. Just because one is physically walking and moving, then there tends to be a bit more movement of mind. That being said, there's a benefit that can come from that. Of course, one can get swept up in the proliferation of thoughts and end up scattered. But I can always remember Ajahn Chah saying walking meditation. You can get a lot of wisdom from walking meditation. Because he was emphasizing the fact that naturally the mind is going to move. And if the mind is well grounded and reflective, then that's a trigger for skillful contemplation and the arising of wisdom, so that the walking meditation sometimes can be a bit more discursive naturally, but that isn't an impediment to discernment and understanding. It actually sometimes can be very helpful and beneficial that we naturally reflect and contemplate. Now, each person will have different tendencies and preferences and benefit in different ways, so that some people will really... walking meditation is the can be their primary meditation. Some people feel much more of an affinity to the sitting meditation, and that's for each person to experiment with and to try out and see what works. Also, I've noticed for myself that over time I've gone through different phases where walking meditation has been more primary and the sitting meditation has been secondary, and vice versa, where the sitting has been more predominant, and the walking meditation got the back seat for a while. So that There's different times when, in practice, where one has these options, and it's important to be able to explore how to apply the meditation so that it is beneficial. I think again, it comes back to how do you gauge that? How do you make a decision? What should I be doing more of? And it comes back to that standard. Well, if it's for the increase of wholesome dhammas and decrease of unwholesome dhammas, then it's beneficial. And one can be experimenting and trying different things out. And this is also in the sense of, even if you're sitting meditation, it's important to be recognizing, okay, am I still learning something? Is the meditation fresh? Do I need to adjust the meditation? Do I need to add something to it? Do I need to subtract something to it? Do I need to try a different method or technique? And the same in walking meditation. Sometimes just adjusting it a little bit differently makes a big difference in how the mind is able to settle and to become clear and steady. So these are basic templates for practice. But it's up to us to explore and experiment and see what works for us, what is beneficial.